I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for waking up with Gunner and Cheyenne
on Camel Country 107.9,
the Valley's new country leader.
Dirk Bentley.
Yes, it is.
How's it going, man?
Good, man. How you doing, Gunner?
We're doing all right.
How are you?
Yeah. Hey, Cheyenne. I'm great. What's going on?
Well, we've been excited about this this phone call with you, and as we were waiting for this phone call, you tweeted.
Yeah.
While we're waiting. Like, what's going
you
on?
You kept us waiting, Dirks, while you tweeted.
For you. Sorry. Yeah, I totally forgot. We had our times wrong. Sorry about that.
Well, no, it's all good. We're just giving you a hard time. The photo that you posted, though, you're on a bike, and one of your kids is on the back. It looks like heading off to what, hockey?
Yeah, I got 10 hockey practices a week. They're all playing hockey. So a lot
That's awesome.
A lot of hockey right now. The rink's right down the street, so you just put the kid in the back of the bike and just get him dressed in the house.
That's amazing.
And just ride down to hockey.
You have on your handlebars, you got these pockets, like these insulated pockets,
yeah.
But you're also wearing gloves. How cold is it where you're at?
Yeah, up here in Telluride, it gets pretty cold. It was like down to like 9 degrees the other day, but it's a different kind of. I was just in the valley. I was just there last weekend, and you know, I know when it gets. You guys finally the weather broke, and it's like 6 degrees. Everyone's going, it's gonna be cold in the morning. Like that is not cold.
Yeah.
But it felt good to be down there for a little bit. But yeah, loving it up here. Been here all year, and probably gonna stay here for, I guess, until we get back out there on the road. It's you know, it's just making up for time with family. Great family time here. Really quality outdoor time. And just I was telling somebody, you know, it feels like I hope it's just the halftime of my career. Hopefully it's not the fourth quarter, but it's like a break almost for me that I kind of needed. You know, it's just a chance to really reconnect my family and recharge fully, so when we go back out there hopefully in May, you know, just I can just have a whole other career starting up again.
Right. Right.
So is that what you're being told as of now? Is May 2021 looking to get back out there?
I'm being told that, like, you know, summertime it's going to be back on, and that's the word on the street, you know. So we're just planning on that. I got a great tour lined up. I got this new single out, working on an album, and I'll be ready to go, and I'll be excited to go once that time hopefully happens, you know?
Speaking of which, I mean, the new single, Gone, love the song, man. It's it was written, Nico Moon.
Nicole Galeon and Ben Johnson, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. You know, it's great. I've been like, you know, been back here in Colorado writing songs all summer, and I've, you know, there's a lot of albums I've written every song on the album, but I really try to just find the best songs I can, whether I wrote them or someone else wrote them. You know, set the ego aside and just try to find the best songs so you can make the best album. And that's, you got to have all the right, you're building a house, you got to have all the right pieces, right? It doesn't matter where they come from as long as they're the best. So I'm just trying to make an album, and I feel like this song really is a great way to start the whole process. I love the kind of the metaphor of gone. I've been gone, and I'm gone.
Yeah.
And then back to Nashville much at all. And we're all missing, you know, country music, touring's gone. So it's just kind of I like the title, and I got into the song, and I love the lyrics and the story.
Now, the lyrics of the song, Dirks, you've been married for quite some time. You've got a beautiful family. Is it hard for an artist in general, but you to sing a song and get into that place mentally when it is a song about a hard breakup? Is that a difficult
totally.
Process?
I think in the beginning of the marriage, for sure, before you have kids, there's more... you know, there's more, who's this song about? You know, what's this, is this the way you're really feeling?
Uh-huh.
You know, questions like that. I think once you have kids and you get to where, you know, every year you build upon the year before. My wife, she loves the song. She's the one that actually heard it and gave me a guitar and made me, you know, start working it up. I was like, you know, I'm out here working on my own songs. I had some songs I really liked of my own stuff, you know. And she's like, ah, this song. So she's the one to put the guitar in my hand and really made me get after it. So it's all good in that way. And I love that, too, because when you're singing a song you didn't write, you really have to put yourself, like, somewhere on a beach. I didn't write that song either. And, you know, you're first listening to it, you're like, is this me? I don't know. And
right.
Then you're like, this is me, you know. But yeah. Now I go sing that song, I feel like I wrote it. And that's the kind of song you're looking for. So Gone already feels like something I wrote. So
it's fantastic.
Yeah, and I mean, it was 2 days ago I read an article that it was country radio's most added single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable. Off to a great start. So yeah. Cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's just been a year. Gosh, I mean, it's just such a weird year. I had a huge tour lined up for the Hot Country Nights and a record coming out for them and my 90s country project.
Yeah.
And all these TV shows lined up and the ACMs and Jimmy Fallon and Good Morning America, and that got canceled. And then, you know, I moved out here and just I found living in the mountains just to be super inspiring musically for me. And I might come back to Arizona to actually make the rest of the album. I was thinking about grabbing some songwriters and going up to Sedona or something in February.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be in February.
Yeah.
But just loving out west. You know, I do like Nashville. It's a great city to come visit. But I just, you know, I'm just made to be out here. So it's been great for me.
You mentioned Hot Country Nights, Doug Douglasson. You know, we had the honor of meeting him at the Bird's Nest, which was probably one of your last shows,
yeah.
At the golf tournament.
It sure was. Yeah, that was one of the last shows we played the whole year. I can't believe that was this year.
It was so long ago.
Yeah, that's sad. But yeah, you met Doug. Was he polite when you met him?
He was very
flirtatious.
I bet he was with you, Cheyenne. I know
he
Doug.
Definitely was. I also complimented him on, you know, his assets, which was very fun.
Well, you're a little too young for Doug. He likes his lady 65 and
yeah,
older.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Still, like, you know, if he ever changes his mind.
Yeah, well, if you got a great grandmother around or something, you might want to pass the number on Doug. He likes that experience. He likes that experience. He values experience over youth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Doug been up to in quarantine and all that?
He's down in Daytona, actually.
Okay.
There's a lot of senior citizens living down there. And,
I'm surprised he's not here in the valley. You know, all the snowbirds coming.
He's trying to get to Sun City, but it just didn't work out. So he's down in Daytona riding out the Rona. He's down there kind of, you know, hanging out with his ladies. And, you know, he's offering his essential services. To his gals. Yeah. He calls them gals. To his gals.
He calls them gals?
Yeah, he's got his gals. He's got a lot of gals.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, just riding around in his Rascal and hanging out with them. But hopefully the Knights will ride again when this is all over. It took them 30 years to get to this moment. It might take 30 more, but they'll be back.
Yeah.
What a time. You know, you catch your break and then the Rona.
Yeah, I know. I know. Unbelievable. It's a collective. I think for all of us, anyone out there, it's just like, you know, you're not alone in this. Everyone's kind of makes music or tours. It's all like, we're all in this together. But I do feel very lucky to be where I am, where I have great fans and have had made a great living doing this and just had a chance to do things like sell out my hometown arena, America West Arena. Is it American Airlines now?
Downtown's Talking Stick.
Yeah.
And then,
Talking Stick. That's right. Sorry.
Yeah. Talking Stick.
But have a chance to do stuff like that, to come back and play the venue where I first saw Garth Brooks play. You know, like some of the younger kids in the business, they're just kind of just getting a chance to do their first headlining tour or something, like Dan and Shay or you know, John Party. I feel for those guys because this is you know, they've worked really hard to get to this one spot and all of a sudden to be shut down. It's certainly worrisome for them. But I feel super appreciative and I can't wait to get back out again. I've always had a lot of gratitude for what I do, but it'll be a tenfold when we do get a chance to get back out there.
Yeah. You know what's even tougher on and is like the opening acts for your tours, you know, because that is their pretty much their launching point where they get to be in front of those fans.
Yeah.
And there's some of those up and comers that were set to do that. And then all of a sudden coronavirus hits. And now, I mean, they're not making any money. Nobody knows who they are.
It's super tough. It's everyone has their own And stuff on bands and crews and roadies. You think about playing Talking Stick, all the people that work at that venue for that day of the show, from the, you know, security and just there's so many people. And but certainly for bands and crews and stuff, I still have 25. I've got 5 of my band guys and 20 of my crew guys still on full salary.
Wow.
I think I'm the last guy in Nashville to be doing that. But this is my family. I love my road family, and that, you know, including the fans. But you know, we get out there, it's like these guys in my band and crew, they got kids and they have their own set of problems and stuff they're dealing with right now. So I'm trying to allow them to use this time the way I've been using it, which is to recharge. And when you don't have terrible financial stress, it helps you do that. So
yeah,
when my band and crew do get back out there, we'll be fully stocked up on family time. That's for sure.
That's awesome. Right. I got to tell you, Dirks, I'm loving the long curly hair you got going on, too.
A little throwback.
I like it. I think it looks great, and I hope you keep it.
It was. I'm trying not to do the full greatest American hero. I'm trying to find a new way to frame it. But I got that. Got that COVID hair for sure. I think we all do.
I love it. Plans for Halloween this weekend?
It's good. You know, I live in a really small town up here with no stoplights, so it's been a good place to be for all this. So the kids are all, Knox and I are dressing up like zombie hockey players. A lot of blood. They're more like weapons, and the girls are narwhals, which I didn't know what that was until about a week ago, but it's like a dolphin that has a unicorn horn. I guess it's a real thing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Is it right? And then Cass is also one of those. But yeah, it's going to be good. A lot of trick-or-treating, and we'll see. It feels like it's going to be pretty normal. Just leave the candy down by the sidwalk, I guess.
Yeah. Somebody had called earlier and said he's going to put a tarp out on the front lawn and just kind of scatter the candy out on the tarp and then just grab it off the tarp.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always dangerous when you leave it out there, because, I mean, I remember when I trick-or-treated.
Gunner said he would just steal the whole tarp.
Oh, yeah. the people that left the jar there is like, okay, thanks a lot.
Just take the bucket,
You're done.
I love it. All right, Dirks, the new single is gone. The new single is called Gone. It's out now. You can buy it, stream it, download it. You can also hear it here on Camel Country 107.9. That is obviously the first single off a new album. Any plans, any album title, any dates on that?
Yeah. I feel like I just want to get past the fall. I feel like the next week and this whole, like, it's just so much anxiety and uncertainty and the elections and with COVID and the winter. And I feel like I'm just going to, I got this song out there, which I'm so thankful for. I've written about, 50 songs. I'm going to wait till January rolls around. And I feel like, okay, here we go. 2021. Let's start working on the album when the energy feels right. Cause right now I just feel a little crazy in the world right now.
So right.
Yeah.
I think January is going to be when it's, okay, we're back. Let's start moving towards the light.
I agree. I love it. I mean, it'd been a year and a half since we had some new music from you, man. So finally having Gone, kind of getting that taste back from you, and we're excited about the new album as well coming forward, man.
It'll be out there in May. So but when the tour launches, if it does, the album will launch with it. So
Perfect.
Thank you guys for promoting that. Thanks for hiding all my friends and family back there in the Valley, and hopefully see you guys on tour this summer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.